Hi, this is Mary Wilson of the Supremes. Hey, Boston! You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Hartford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy, see about me.
Oh, see about me.
See about you, baby.
Oh, see about
me. I woke up to a message of love, choking up from the smoke from above. I'm obsessed with the poison in us. What a mess, cause there's no one to trust.
Tufts music scene and its own student artists.
Broadcasting live
on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
I'm Thomas Grant, and you're listening to Tapping Tufts.
Hello, thank you everyone for tuning in to Tapping Tufts, a show where we reach out and talk to and explore the music of our local Tufts student artists. We're back this week with a great group in the studio today, a freshman band called Land Urchin. Welcome, everybody. All your mics are live.
Yeah, thanks so much for having
What's
us.
What's up?
Yeah, it's great to have you all in today. If you want to go ahead and introduce yourselves, just say who you are, what you play in the band.
Sure. Hey, everyone. My name is Lucas Cohen. I'm lead vocals and lead guitar.
Oh, yeah. This is Jay Galutin. I'm the sax player.
This is Jake Rubenstein. I am the drummer.
Hi, I'm Gracie, and I play electric bass.
This is Isaac Monheit, and I'm the keyboard player. And we're also missing one more, Jojo Martin, who also plays keys.
All right. Well, it's great to have you all here. Today we're going to get a little bit into your inspiration, some of the music that inspired the band, talk a little about your individual musicianship, and hopefully maybe get a little jam session going in. So stick around. You're listening to Tapping Tufts at 91.5 FM WMO Radio, and we'll be right back with an hour of Land Urchin. So stick around.
Hi,
This is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
You're traveling to another dimension.
No way!
A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
Whoa.
A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
All right, so welcome in again to the studio. So I understand you all are pretty new, right? When did the band first get together?
Yeah, so coming out of high school, it was a dream of mine to start a college band, just get onto the gigging scene, start playing around, house parties especially were something I'd always looked forward to. I got to college, I just started reaching out to kids through Instagram. And it's funny because you could say it was a toss-up, just reaching out to Jake Rubenstein and being like, hey man, I seen like two clips of you playing the drums on your Instagram and I think we need to start a band together. But that's pretty much how it went for every individual band member. We've been doing this for, what, 2 months?
Yeah, just over 2 months.
Just over 2 months.
I'll never forget getting that Instagram DM.
Yeah, man.
And then opening the door to your dorm and just seeing everyone playing, and I'm like, well, there it is. This is the band.
Lucas' Instagram DM FaceTimed me while I was in my living room, and my mom was so confused. I was like, it's all good, like, don't worry.
Yeah, had to be direct, but it definitely worked out.
Yeah, I feel really lucky, actually. I didn't get Instagram DM'd. I met Isaac in my African music systems class that I dropped after one class. But somehow we were talking about music, because how could you not? And he was like, yo, I'm jamming with some of my friends later. Or some people we just met, because they got, I guess, DM'd by Lucas. And I popped in, played on one song. Lucas was like, you're in the band. It was as simple as that. Like,
you're in the band.
You know, that's how great things get started. So everyone, you know, you're pretty new. I guess 2 months, you haven't really gotten the chance to get in the studio, but I got a couple clips of some of the live shows that you've been playing, so that's here on out. We'll start to listen to what's this one called?
This song is called The Same.
When your arm begins to swell up like a wound, how will I ever escape you? No beloved vice. Morning comes, I wish it didn't, and I lived inside the darkness. Why am I becoming heartless? I feel I'm not the same.
All right, so what was that song again?
That song was called The Same, an original by Land Urchin. It was a spookier song, I would say, as can be heard from the lyrics about blood and capillaries exploding. It was about Halloween time when that was coming out, so.
Yeah, that was us playing, or opening for a band called Lily Black.
Lily Black
band. Really cool band. It was the night before Halloween at a bar in Somerville.
Called Sally O'Brien's.
Yeah.
Shout out Sally O'Brien.
They had better costumes than us. They had much better. Yeah. We had hats.
We had hats.
They were like zombie Green Day, which was really cool.
You know, but sometimes you just got to bring the music.
Sometimes.
Okay, so I got to ask, why Land Urchin? Where did the name... That's all you?
This is so random. I have a friend from Iceland. It's a long story. I'm not going to go all the way to the beginning. But we've been friends pretty much since like we were in strollers. And he's a savant piano player, like the most amazing musician I've ever met or seen. And playing with him has been like the greatest honor. More than that, we've you know spent so much time just walking, scatting, talking about music, thinking about life. And at some point,
we randomly were talking about sea urchins and thought how ridiculous it is that, like, why is it called a sea urchin? They're only in the sea. They only exist at the bottom of the ocean. Like, what about land urchins? And decided at that moment that if either of us were to have a band, we would name it Land Urchin. That was like 4 or 5 years ago. So the same exact time that, you know, what, maybe 5 minutes after Lucas said, you're in the band?
This kid had played like 3 notes, I swear to you. He had come into the room. We had just, like, decided that he was in the band. And he was like, what about Land Urchin? And I looked at this kid, I was like, that's it, bro. That's it. There was no other potential. There was one other potential name, which was Amalia's Pearls, which is now the name of one of our favorite songs to play. But Land Urchin definitely won that.
All right, I think we got a live version of that song we'll get to sometime later. How did naming the band make it more of an official thing? Did it pull you all together a little bit more?
I'd say, like, that practice session when I joined the band was maybe when we first became a band. Because
so it was you.
I was, like, the final member. So we weren't really, like, we were maybe, like just finalized, complete as, like, this is what we are.
But it's cool to have kind of like something to build around. Like, we already have Land Urchin stickers, we got a logo, we got t-shirts, we got masks. So I think just sticking to one kind of name and identity, you know.
Helps build your brand, yeah, and your identity. Speaking of which, sure. What if how would you describe the music that Land Urchin plays? And if we want to listen to Land Urchin type of music, you know, what music do we want to know? What music do we want to listen to? And you go, that's the Land Urchin type of music. What artists are out there that are in the similar vein of Land Urchin?
For sure. So I believe it was, who said it? Jake said, kind of created a genre that I thought was super fitting for what Land Urchin is, and that is college rock. We are simply a college rock band. We play songs to the appeal of college students that want to jump around and get sweaty at a house party. Some of my personal inspirations include a lot of classic rock, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Jimi Hendrix. I get a lot of stage presence, kind of like inspiration from Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine, the way he shakes his hair around, something that I've always loved, especially when he does Killing in the Name. But in terms of the band, there's kind of a variety of inspirations. A lot of our players come from jazz backgrounds. I'll let any of you guys talk about that.
Yeah, like, I know Isaac and Jay and JoJo, our other keyboardists, are very much trained. We're all trained musicians, so we bring that kind of... We take the kind of rock, like indie rock ethos, and blend it with, like, you know, more kind of like a little bit more complex instrumentation. We got some cool jazz influences in there, and, you know, I think that kind of differentiates us. Like, what, you know, indie rock bands, you know, have like alto saxophonist at the very front and like two jazz piano players, and, you know, so I think that's but some specific bands, like, we cover songs by Cage the Elephant.
Peach Pit.
Peach Pit is a big influence.
Let's get a little Cage the Elephant queued up and take a listen to some things that you all are listening to if we want to know what Land Urchin sounds like from other side.
Time shakes, found you at the water. At first you were my father, now I love you like a brother. Dust behind you, this world at times will blind you. Still I know I see you.
Alright, that was Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant, one of the inspirations for Land Urchin. So we're going to get a little bit back into Land Urchin as a band as a whole and some of your music a little later on in the show, but wanted to turn individually to each of you a little bit. So, Lucas, I know that you, for those of you who don't know, is a solo artist or has been a solo artist for a while. You can find his music on all streaming platforms at Lucas Cohen. Check him out. So when did you start writing? When did you start making your own music?
Yeah, so I started producing definitely in quarantine, started taking it seriously, getting stuff together, putting it out. But then as I reflected on, like, you know, my life, my younger years playing guitar, as you could ask my mom probably, it turns out that I've been writing songs for quite a bit longer than just quarantine. Even in my much younger years, like writing songs for my mom, things like that. But definitely, later in quarantine, I started, I was in a poetry class in my high school, and I had a lot of time spent to myself playing guitar, definitely combined the two, and began songwriting around then.
All right, so you talked a little bit about your influences as a guitar player, and one of them is you got Jimi Hendrix, so I'll cue up a Jimi Hendrix song and take a listen to that. Definitely nothing like the quarantine times.
Stayed with me just long enough to rescue me, and she told me a story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gone. Back tomorrow, and I said, fly on, my sweet angel, fly on through the sky, fly on, my sweet angel. Tomorrow.
All right, that was Angel by Jimi Hendrix, and you know, you were talking about Rage Against the Machine and about how it kind of took his stage presence and energy, so I went up and looked for a live Rage Against the Machine, Guerrilla Radio, live in Mexico City about 20 years ago. hopefully get some of that raw energy that you're talking about. Once again, that was Guerrilla Radio live in Mexico City at Rage Against the Machine. No infants there. All right, so moving on to talking about Jake. You're the drummer for the band, yes?
Yes, I am.
That is me.
And how long have you been playing the drums? Why the drums? What got you into the drums?
Yes, I've been playing since I was about 5 years old, so that's about 13 years or so now. My family, although they don't really play music, they are big music fans. My mom worked for Live Nation, which is a concert promotion company.
Awesome.
So I was just kind of brought up around so many different types of music, and yeah, I started taking drum lessons and I loved it. And I started playing in band groups through the music school I was going to. And then I started picking up guitar and bass as well, but drums has always been my kind of, you know, main squeeze. And I like how much control I have. You know, the drummer is like the backbone of the band, and so you can really kind of like, you know, control the dynamics and the energy of the song, and you know, you can bring a lot from sitting behind the kit.
Yeah, shout out to the drummers. Never forget the drummers. Were there particular drummers that inspired you, or that, you know, you felt particularly connected to?
John Bonham is my favorite of all time from Led Zeppelin. I never forget watching videos of him, you know, in the 70s playing with Led Zeppelin, and just, it brings so much power and like clarity and precision at the same time. Also people like Dave Grohl and Keith Moon from The Who. And then people like Jimmy Chamberlin from the Smashing Pumpkins. They're one of my favorite bands. And he's just like, he kind of brings that like jazz articulation to a rock band. And I think that's really cool. And that's something I aim to kind of contribute as well.
All right. Well, I'll pick from one of those. I'll go with Keith Moon from The Who. And, you know, I feel like a lot of people don't really know The Who, which is a shame because they are such a great band. But one song, you know, I feel like we just gotta play it. Most people have probably heard this song, even though if you don't know, it's from The Who.
Love this one.
This is a great one. Bob O'Reilly from The Who. No one really knows why it's called this. Do you know why it's called this?
I think it was like a mishearing of something. But check out the drum fill that kind of kicks off this song. It's like one of my top, like one of my favorite like 5 seconds in music ever, just the way the drums come in. Keith Moon.
Nice. Boo.
Teenage wasteland, oh yeah.
All right, that was Bob O'Reilly by The Who. And we got Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin. Alright, once again, that was Out on the Tiles by Led Zeppelin. Focusing on the drums there. Alright, moving on. So, Gracie, you are the bass player for the band. I assume you're supposed to play electric bass?
Yes.
When did you start getting into bass? How long have you been playing?
I really haven't been playing for that long, actually, like compared to a lot of people in the band. But I kind of started when I was younger. I grew up in a very musical family. Both my parents, my mom was a singer-songwriter, and my dad was a record producer. So they're both, a lot of music goes on in my household for sure. And I've always played like a couple different instruments. Like I started with like saxophone, Jay, and I played piano in my day or whatever. And then when I was a freshman in high school, I joined a jazz band and I just felt like weirdly compelled to play the bass. I don't completely know why. I just felt I always like listened to the bass whenever I listened to music pretty much. And then when I was a freshman, I just started, and it's just kind of been going from there.
Nice, nice. I mean, you all can chime in about this. You all seem to be multi-instrumentalists. No?
There is a bit of a multi-instrumentalist theme throughout the band. I play guitar. I'm trash at piano, but some could say I play. And I played in a percussion group throughout high school. Jake plays drums, bass, guitar. It's a funny dynamic because Jake actually has a lot more music theory knowledge than I, the guitarist. And he's often explaining to me different chord changes, like he's translating what I'm saying to the piano players, meaning like he means this, like it's actually in this key.
But Lucas could rip the white keys like it's no one's business.
On the piano, I can rip those white keys.
Just stick to the white keys.
Stick to the white
or the black keys.
Or just the black keys.
You know, you do one or the other. You know, sometimes, whatever. Gracie, do you think that being a multi-instrumentalist or playing different instruments makes you a better musician or makes you think about the music that you're playing in a different way at all?
Yeah, I actually really think it does because it makes you like kind of think more about the people you're playing with around you, and you focus less on just like yourself and more on like how it like blends together. Like I feel like that actually brings a lot to our band because I feel like I play in like some bands where you kind of like it's very like individualistic, but I feel like we play like so much together and like we listen to each other really well. Like I know me and Jake like the whole time, like I'm listening to him, he's listening to me, like cueing in the whole time. So
rhythm section.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a kid, what was some of the first music that you really got into or really started listening to?
I was such a crazy Beatles fan when I was younger. Like, I had this joke that I knew literally every single song, every word to every song except for Rubber Soul because I did not like that album. That was, like, okay. My thing.
It's my favorite album.
I know. As I grew up, I realized it's such a good album. But as a kid, I don't know. Like, I mean, I was young. I liked, like, Magical Mystery Tour. So, like, there we go. But definitely the Beatles, for sure.
And did you have a favorite song or one in particular, whether or not it's bass related or...
I'd say one of my favorite songs was definitely For No One. That's a really great one. And also one that we just started playing, While My Guitar Gently Weeps. But that's one that's definitely grown on me as I've gotten older, for sure.
All right, let's take a listen. When My Guitar Gently Weeps by The Beatles.
Surely be learning.
All right, When My Guitar Gently Weeps off the Beatles' White Album. All right, Isaac, you've been a little quiet down over there in the corner, but you know, you got something. You got a song that really inspires you, gets you into music, gets you into anything.
Yeah, I mean, when I started playing piano, I one of my biggest inspirations for playing in general was funk music, and especially Stevie Wonder is one of my like idols. So his song Superstition really like got me into music.
Yeah, talk about a good bass line or drum beat intro. What about this song? What was it that you love so much about it?
It just the way like all, there's like so many different parts that are like put on top of each other, and actually Stevie Wonder wrote and like performed all different parts like separately and put them all together for the song. So it's kind of amazing.
It's a great one. Listening to Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
Looking glass.
All right, that was the wonderful Superstitious by Stevie Wonder. And so I thought since we've got the band in here, or most of the band of Land Urchin in the studio today, unfortunately we don't have our Connected Electronic Studio B hooked up, but that's not going to stop us. Figured we'll get a little a cappella going in.
Grace and Isaac are going to be providing some background harmonies. Right, guys?
Background harmonies, you know. You know, everyone's got a different part that they're going to play. So what are you going to be playing for us right now?
So this is kind of like a slowed acoustic version of our song Kryptonite, which we generally open with. So we're excited to share it with
you. And who wrote this song?
I wrote this song. But collectively, the band made this song.
All right, this is a Land Urchin song. It's like for Land Urchin. All right. You want to take it away? Well, we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, that's good.
That was awesome, guys. Thanks so much. And remind me what that song is called again.
That song is called Kryptonite.
Off our upcoming debut album.
Hey, do you have a debut album? What in the last couple minutes here, what do you want the fans to know? What do you want the people to know about Land Urchin? What do you have coming up? What's next for the band?
Expect big things. Come out, see us play, get sweaty, jump around, learn the words, learn without you. Like,
we're trying to push the limits.
We're trying to push the
every
limits.
Every show should be better than the last.
Every show will be better than the last. And we're out here, man. Thank you for having us, Thomas.
Urge Forever.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you all. Thank you all so much for coming out. It was great to have you in today. We're off for a couple of weeks due to Thanksgiving. So we will be back on December 11th with more Tapping Tufts and other great artists and bands in the building. Thank you to Land Urchin so much for being here. It's been a blast. I'm Thomas Grant. You're listening to Tapping Tufts on 91.5 FM WMFO Radio, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you in a few weeks. Hope you had a great time listening to Land Urchin today. Thanks so much for being here.